It's time for our Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Mustang head football coach Kirk Cloud. Wesleyan Christian falling at home to Southwest Covenant 55-6. And Coach, just your overall thoughts first off on the game on Friday.
Well, we ran into a pretty tough team. They possibly could be the best team in Class C this year. I know they're ranked third in some publications and fourth in some other ones, but I think from what I've seen and clips I've seen and scores, I think they could possibly be the best team in the state in Class C. They're tough.
And how does that matchup like this one and then last week as well? It's a couple tough teams in a row. You've got a traditional program as well and Foyle coming up on Friday. All of this non-district, obviously it counts, but the stuff you really want to get is in district play here in still a couple weeks. Kind of tune-ups for you? How do you feel like that prepares you for the second season of sorts once you guys hit October?
Well, you know, you got to play the best to be the best, and if you go through the off season and play a bunch of patsies and nobodies, then you don't know what you're made of. And now we know with these next two teams and the caliber of teams that they are, we know where we're at. We know how we need to improve and how we need to get better so we can actually win some of these games in our district, because, you know, we have a couple of two or three pretty tough teams in our district in DePue and Davenport and Yale.
Talking with Copan Wesleyan Christian coach here, Kirk Cloud on the Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Mustangs losing to Southwest Covenant. Obviously, we talked about that being your son last week, Coach. How was that just to kind of see him across the sideline still? I know it's not the first time you faced him, but it's got to be kind of a cool feeling to have him back.
Yeah, it is, and it's mixed emotions because nobody likes to lose, and I'm competitive, and I don't like getting beat, and I especially don't like getting beat like that, but I am proud of him and the program that he's built, and what he said to me after the game was, "Dad, you know, I've been there. This is where I was 5 years ago when he took over that program at Southwest Covenant. That's exactly where he was, and he's built that program where they have 20, 25 kids every year, and I think they're going to be right there every year from now on out.
Going forward now, you got that game at Foyle this weekend. What are you going to work on, especially defensive side of the ball this week?
Well, we're just going to work on being aggressive. And Foyle's big, and they're physical, and we're going to have to use our quickness and our speed and try to swarm and gang tackle. They have a big old fullback, and then they have a tailback that's pretty tough, and the quarterback's not bad too. They don't really have much of a passing game. They don't throw it a lot. They do throw it. They're pretty decent. So we're going to work on run, stopping the run, and hopefully we can make them pass the ball to beat us.
Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kirk Cloud, Copan Wesleyan Christian's co-op losing to Southwest Covenant last week. First road game at Foyle coming up this week. First road game, Coach, kind of a different thing, a new step on a bunch of steps of first this year for your guys' football club.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. We haven't really traveled. I guess we traveled to a scrimmage down in Tulsa, Regent Prep, earlier in the year, but we haven't really traveled together. So it'll be a different type of atmosphere, and we'll see how that goes. I think it'll be positive.
Copan Wesleyan Christian at Foyle this weekend. Coach Cloud, appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Thanks, Evan.